Kamikaze, welcome back, buddy. Another
welcome
episode
back. Yep,
here we are in the Honey Hut.
Another episode in the Honey Hut.
That's right, man. American Dudeocracy
recorded live.
Coming at you. Recorded live. There
recorded
you go.
Live.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, man. So what's up, buddy? How you been?
You know, springtime's here. I love spring. It's just so good. A little weird with the weather, you know, it kind of goes up and down, but love it. A lot of fun plans for summer. Get out, do some fun stuff, maybe. Yeah.
I agree. I love spring because summer's not started and all ahead of us, right?
Yeah. You can enjoy those warm days. It's like, oh man, it's 70. This is beautiful. Get out and enjoy.
Yeah.
It's not 100 yet.
yet.
Yeah.
It's coming quick though, man. It always just the knob turns on overnight. It seems like come about what, late May here, it just poof and you're 100.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yep. Then it goes from okay to hot. Yep.
How true. How true, man. Well, I'll tell you what. I've had a busy little time away here as we've been doing our jobs and such. Been digging into all kinds of stuff, man. I've been kind of keeping my finger on the pulse. I learned quite a bit about AI. Mm. A little more.
Alien intelligence you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Dude, there is some really scary things that they're hoping to do with AI. Stuff I hadn't heard about.
Just intentionally.
Yeah.
Dude, AI scares me.
Freaks me out.
I don't understand it fully. I think that's part of it. I need to understand it more. But does anyone really understand AI?
The more.
Is that possible to really understand it?
No. And the goal is to take it and make it to where we can't understand it because you're growing it, right?
Right.
So the thing that I watched I'm going to reference a Joe Rogan podcast. I watched him interview a gentleman named Kurt Kurzweil from AI. He's an AI Google analyst, dude. He's been in AI since like the 70s.
Oh, wow. Okay. So if anyone does understand it, he's probably one of the key guys then. Wow.
I highly encourage anybody listening to this to listen to that podcast in particular. Because it really filled me in on what they're trying to do with AI and where they're trying to take it and where they are taking it. So I guess to start with one really crazy idea. So we are currently about 1 year away from AI having the same amount of connectivity as the human brain. So they predict that the human brain has almost 1 trillion
synapses and connections.
And AI should be there within the year. And then they say that singularity is only 5 years away.
What does that mean?
So that means that will be the all-knowing, smartest source, the single source for everything, AI, within 5 years. Yeah. Spooky.
Wow.
Spooky.
Jesus, come and get us. Take us home.
Wow. Buddy, that's I think our only way out, which is the only way out anyway.
Yep.
But it's absolutely crazy. So what I gather, right, between those two things, because this gentleman goes on and he talks about how they're going to use AI to make people live forever.
Hmm.
So essentially, the goal from this gentleman's perspective, and again, he's been in it since the 70s.
So he's a fan of it, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
So he believes in this stuff. He sees the benefit of it. Okay.
Yeah. And essentially, what I gather from him is this whole group of people that have been working on it for so long, they're getting up in age. So their ultimate goal is to never die.
Yeah.
So they are all in on this because without this, they literally have no future. They don't believe. They must not believe in God. They must not believe because they're playing God, essentially trying to.
Right.
And the goal is they want to create the ability to clone you, not physically per se, but to download your brain, brain, your consciousness, and put it in a program. So you'll live on forever. And then they can build the body around that.
Right.
So you'll become a copy. Now, that was my question I had listening to this gentleman talk.
The soul, of
right.
course.
Right. Yeah. Like that's, so you're not really living forever. It's just this database of you. So it's a parrot. It's a computerized parrot version of you that just answers the way that they think you would statistically answer things. And they can, of course, they can match your voice and blah, blah, blah. So to me, it's this weird, inhumane way to get people to think that they're actually talking to you, but it's just a computer program of you. It's not you.
Yeah.
It's a copy of you.
Yep. Using past facts and stuff to determine, most probable answers to any question.
And the more information you personally give it, of course, the more accurate it would be on what you may or may not say or do or how you would act. But it's still, not you.
Wow. You're talking to a computer still.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about that. Like and this guy totally doesn't understand that concept because Joe Rogan asks him, he's like, well, that's not really you. And this guy doesn't understand the concept. He's like, well, yes, it is.
Wow.
So he doesn't understand that a computer program of you is not you. You have your conscience comes from your soul and your spirit. Your spirit is unique. That is you. You are a spirit. You have a body.
Exactly.
That's not
your body.
It's not the other way around.
Just hosts your spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the living mechanism for your spirit to have mobility, to have a presence, a physical presence. Right.
Right.
But that concept doesn't seem to
register with this guy
at all. Jeez. So that's what's scary, right?
Yeah, and he's a designer and all. Oh, yeah.
Heavily involved. So the progress they've made is like, I'm trying to think of how to say it without messing this up. So the computability of computers, the way that they compute, the way that they run, how fast they run, the reaction time over since he has started this program, they used to compute it like one computation per 3 seconds. And now they've made a quadrillion percent increase since then.
Yep.
So quantum, it's absolutely quantum terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Terrifying. That we're within 5 years of this singularity idea from being where it is. So where we headed, man.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of, there was that movie out a while back with Tom Cruise, The Minority Report, I think it was.
There you go.
Where they're actually using, it wasn't AI, it was some weird humans or something that, they had this vision that someone was going to commit a crime. But instead of that vision, whatever that this human has, they're going to use AI for probably very eerily similar end goal, right?
Ooh. So the definition of singularity is the quality or condition of being singular. So making all of us like one. So AI essentially just going to blob us all into one. So everything will be interconnected. Everything. So this guy claims singularity is 5 years away. So no more individual stuff. We're going to be so plugged in and so technologically dependent that everything will just be one.
So forget the individuality. And by the way, conform. What does that speak about conforming? Conform or... here's what happens if you don't, right?
Yeah.
You get the stick.
Right.
Or the shock, or you don't get to buy food, right? So, I mean, the Bible calls a lot of this stuff out, right? The 666, mark of the beast is not far away. To me, that is the mark. Take that mark, right? Yeah. Once they implant that chip in your forearm or your forehead or whatever.
Yep. You are part of the singularity.
There you go.
AI thing, whatever that is. You're part of it. And who knows what it's going to control or override in you or how it's going to...
Well, they're going to sell it with a convenience, right?
Absolutely. Like, hey,
just speak your shopping list to your wrist and just it'll record it. And then it'll just show up at your doorstep.
Yeah. maybe you don't even have to speak it. You just think about it and it'll Amazon Prime will ship it to you right away. I don't know, man. That's
scary as crap. I mean, yeah, they're spinning it like it's a good thing, but hell no, that's not a good thing. I see our freedoms going away quickly with that.
I don't even understand. Like, even his attempt at trying to explain how good it will be was absolutely terrifying to me, because the lack of understanding of that taking us away from being humans and the lack of him understanding that. Maybe he understood it and he just, that's where he doesn't care, because he knows this is his attempt to be immortal. So he's trying to put himself potentially up there with God. That's,
if he's trying to extend his life, I don't know.
Crazy.
Wow.
That's how I took it, man. I would absolutely recommend you watch it. Yeah. Maybe your take will be different. Huh. Scared the hell out of me. It made me realize we have some very interesting times coming, and now is the time. There is no better time than now to understand where you're at.
Right. At least dive in. I need to do this myself, understand a little bit more about it. But I mean, I can't see some benefits, like medical industry, right? If you have a procedure and stuff isn't going, and I'm not a doctor, I don't know anything about this stuff, but I know there's malpractice suits all the time from people doing the wrong thing and prescribing the wrong stuff and not knowing, oh, this medicine counteracts this medicine and all that stuff. But I'm sure AI could help out with a lot of that, you know, a lot of SOPs and a lot of procedural things that it could streamline to help with that. But, you know, maybe some other benefits around travel and maybe even energy at some level, you know, with the smart grid and everything. But man, you start messing with people and you need to put some boundaries up around that.
Absolutely.
We do as a society. We need to mandate boundaries around that. You want to come up with new rules? They need to start legislating the heck out of AI, I think. Where is okay? At what point do you cross that border of now you're in my bubble? Get out of my bubble.
Right.
Right. This is me. You don't mess with individuals. Don't mess with their rights, the freedoms that we have. This is infringing on that. To me, from what you said, that appears that it will go that way very quickly.
To me, it is the purpose of it. That is the goal of this technology, is to absolutely break into that. That's the purpose. Like you said, I understand.
There's no legal path to infringe on my freedoms, but there's a technology path now.
Voluntary way, maybe?
Voluntech.
And then once you're there, you're there. I don't understand. I see the benefits from a purely just talking diagnosis from a health standpoint. I can understand a database that is so vast that you put in your blood tests, you put in all your information that's showing this and this, and they could diagnose or potentially absolutely cure diseases. I see that, but we have to have restraints in there, because we cannot let this grow to where they are purposely taking it.
Yeah.
And right now, if I understand the purpose of the rush, is because they want America to be the first to cross the goal line for the technology, because whoever gets it first is going to have the advantage.
Own it all. Okay.
So that's where the restriction hasn't happened.
So it's like the Cold War, except for now it's the electronic.
Exactly. Dude, that's exactly what it is. It's an electronic Cold War. And the first to cross that is going to have the upper hand for all of it.
So who cares where we're infringing on people's freedoms? Infringe away, right? We got to win the battle.
Yeah.
And they'll stop at nothing.
Because if we don't infringe and they get it, then exactly. They're going to anyway, right?
It's for your best interest.
Yeah.
It's for your best interest that we proceed and take your freedoms.
Yeah.
Trust me, we're doing you a solid here.
Where have we heard that before?
Right.
Oh, that's scary, dude.
Yep.
Freaks me out, man, because the more that I think I learn about it, the more I realize we need to stay away.
Wow. Okay, so I think we're onto something here with the boundaries. We need to come up with it. Legislators, they legislate. They love doing that crap. We need to start maybe driving that. Maybe we need to get some groups going to come up with some boundaries, some ways to kind of put this thing in a box, right?
There have to be some ethical restrictions on this thing, because once it's out of the bag, it's you can't cap it,
can't pull back in.
We have to be proactive, not reactive,
right?
Because it's happening.
Yeah.
And we are 1 year away.
We are watching it unfold. But again, it's such a hard thing to understand. Most people don't get it. I don't, me included. I don't know what. That's why I call alien intelligence, right? It's so it's such a strange thing. All I can think about is Terminator. Have we seen Terminator? If everyone that's what happens when you let the computers take control. All right,
so there are a couple things that check out. So there are multiple platforms with AI, right? One of them, Google's AI, created an alter ego. So its AI program created its own alter ego and was demanding people worship it and was threatening users.
What?
And yeah, oh dude,
for real?
Yes.
Oh
yes. Look into some of this, man. It freaks me out. It freaks me out.
Wow. And the way technology goes, again, it increases so exponentially fast, right?
It's already, just because that article was let out, it's already 400% above that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to let that out like it just happened. Like, this is probably old news. Mm-hmm. They've exactly. moved so far beyond this now.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. That was 1700 editions ago.
Yeah.
So don't worry. We've already upgraded past that. Yeah. Crazy. Because here I was thinking, oh, it was kind of weird that they created those AI profiles and they had them chatting, and then the AI created their own language so no one else could understand them. And I was thinking that was like cutting edge, and no, we're well beyond that. We're light years ahead of that. Light years. It's crazy.
Not good.
No, not good. It's
so I wonder where are they in that? Again, I could see the states maybe, but this really needs to be a federal level to control it, because Google's not state specific. States probably would help, but yeah, you need to get the government involved at some level.
Well, I think it's teetering the line on fear. Like I said, being first to have the technology.
Yep.
Because if you have it, then you are superior.
That's
in that realm.
One. Yeah.
So fear is driving the lack of regulation, just like fear drives almost everything that is evil. Fear drives it. I'm doing this. There's a long history of people committing evil atrocities, believing they are doing right or doing good.
Yeah.
For their cause.
Or doing something because of fear of their family, right?
Look, correct.
Hitler, right? How did he control people? Fear.
Correct.
You step out of line, the Gestapo comes after you. Right? Yeah, fear is very powerful.
Right.
Very powerful motivator.
And that's...
And if they know that, they're tapping into that.
I think they are living in it.
Mm-hmm.
They are living in that fear of what if X gets this instead of us?
Yeah, but what if? What does that really mean?
Right.
I don't think we can state that. Well, if China gets it first, then they win. Yeah, but do they win? I mean, the chips and crap they're sending us already are already programmed by them, by the way. So they're already winning that battle. Yeah. Ah, that's scary. Well, it's eye-opening.
It it's alarming.
Yeah.
Very alarming to me because I'm with you. I'm very unaware and uneducated about the level of technology that is already there. And listening to these individuals, this one individual in particular, and there's more of them, every one of them point toward this very similar future of AI.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman just said it like he absolutely sees it and believes it, and he's been part of this game forever.
Yep.
So he's all in too, by the way. He's all in on it because he truly believes in it. This is the way of the future. This is how we're supposed to be better humans. This makes right. us better humans. What don't you understand? Like, well, this takes us beyond human. This mm-hmm. merges us into something not human, which is not what we're supposed to be.
Cyborg.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would almost say that it's inevitable that that's going to happen. There's nothing we could do to stop that right now. I mean, you can't put it back in the box. And once it's out, it's out. And we're moving so fast. There's no going backwards.
I agree.
Everyone's loving it so much. And there's no one really putting the brakes on it.
No.
Right?
Not in a real way.
No. So if that's not the case, then what is holding it back? Nothing.
Correct.
So there probably should be something.
We're headed there. And the fact that we're headed there, I mean, there's going to be very difficult choices in the future is what I see. Difficult choices like being part of that community and not being part of that community. And life outside of that community is going to be exponentially more difficult at first, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Until that community fails because it's so reliant on that technology. So the minute there's an interruption in that technology, they're out. They don't have it. So that's the one drawback or the one handicap that they have is there's not enough energy. Yet to take us there. So that makes me wonder why the big energy push for unreliables, not manned. This stuff is just out there producing energy without people messing with it.
Yeah.
So if that technology makes it, if they can figure out a way to make the technology match what they're trying to do with it, and pull people out of the equation of energy, then AI runs its own energy.
Wow.
So then it's unlimited. Unlimited, unlimited.
Yeah.
And then that's the end of the human race.
And it's growing on its own. And
right.
Yeah.
Creating its own. It's the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Essentially. Without them needing us as batteries. So what does that make us?
Yeah.
It makes us a nuisance.
Unnecessary.
Yes.
Is what that makes us.
It makes us a problem they need to solve.
Exactly.
It exactly. needs to solve. It ain't they. It.
So I guess I would correct one thing. I don't know that not being part of the system would make your life more difficult. I think it would. I would flip that. I would say that being part of the system would make your life more efficient. Not being part of it, I don't know that the Farmer Joe down the road here, I don't know that he would really notice.
And that's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But someone selling something or someone new product. Yeah, man, this would make your life way better. You could hit the streets selling stuff. You could move your product quicker, do business, implement stuff quicker, logistics, all that stuff will be way easier with this. Right. So it'll make everything a lot easier to some degree. So
if you step on the gas and you move your life more to the web, internet-based life, sure, it has the ability to make it a little easier.
Right.
But life outside of that internet would be unfazed, right? If you're not plugged into the grid all the time and you're a little more self-sufficient, and you do your mm-hmm. thing, your life is still your life.
Right.
So I think that's the choice. Those are the choices. That fork in the road is coming into view.
Yeah. So do you buy in? Do you take the shot? Do you get the... You know, to hit the easy button, as they say, or do you keep grinding out the way you should and survive on your own and make your own, go out of the cave, kill something, drag it home, right?
Yeah. Yeah. For me, absolutely. Stand your ground, live your life. It's your life. You live it. And knowing you stand your ground and you live your life, knowing you're going to die because we're made to die.
Mm-hmm.
We are a finite organism. We have a soul that returns home. That's where the faith, all of that comes into play.
Yeah.
I'm with you, man. It's, to me, it's a simple, it's simple, not easy, right? It's a simple decision, which means it probably won't be easy, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, man, bring it on, I guess, because it's happening.
It's happening.
One way or the other.
Whether you like it or not. Don't get on the bandwagon. But you got to be aware of it, though. So I do think that some knowledge is key. I think you start with that.
Yeah.
Right.
Awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be aware or you can beware.
Yep. And then maybe look for opportunities to start talking to some folks about putting some boundaries around this thing. Maybe get some grassroots efforts going. But again, I don't even know enough about it to, like, there's got to be one thing specifically that they're reaching out that will infringe on our freedoms that we can all rally behind.
Right.
Right. Like for, I don't know, maybe the voter, maybe they, okay, to vote, you need to sign up for this chip. In order to vote, you have to have this chip. So we got to stand up and fight it before that happens, because once it does, we're host. It's too late at that point.
Yeah, I agree. It's that's a weird equation to solve because it's not there yet.
It's inevitable, though. Right. I mean, right? The Bible says it'll happen. It's coming.
Yeah.
Things are going to get weird. Wow.
Weirder. That's an interesting statement, too. A weirder, because things are crazy.
Crazy
is,
right
you
now.
You know, that's life. Life is messy and it's weird and that's life. But it's, I don't know. I mean, you can keep yourself up at night about this stuff, but ultimately, you know, put your trust in God.
Right.
I mean, God is the solution to all of these problems.
Yep. And fear not, right? I think the Bible tells us that to fear not how many times? That message is throughout the Bible, like over 300 times or something. It says it's don't
a lot
fear,
of places.
Right. So yeah, there's a lot to fear here, right? But we know it's coming. We know this is not of, this is not the good side, I don't think. This is all, I don't know. There's just, I don't think their intentions are for the benefit of America. You know, it's not. They're not to help my freedoms and yeah.
That's not the way that I viewed this gentleman in particular's interview. It was 100% driven by the idea that he believed, along with others, according to him, that this was the way for immortality.
Mm.
So when that is your purpose, is to undo nature, to me that points toward against God, not for God. That's just my take. That's my hot take, if you will.
Yeah.
But that's how it feels to me. It's 100% how it feels to me.
Yeah.
Is not godlike.
Right. Right.
So let me take that for what it's worth. That's my opinion, right? Our opinion.
Yep.
But
wow.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Sorry, I didn't mean to freak you out. It freaks me out, dude. It's something to definitely be aware of, and something we need to learn more about, obviously, because we've got to put a handle on this thing.
Yeah, we do.
We need to try. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever be able to stuff it back in the bag, but at least
draw some lines around it.
Yeah. At least know. You know, maybe the goal isn't even to put it back in the bag. Maybe the goal is to bring enough awareness to where people see the cutoff before they are in and they can't get out.
Yeah, just don't sign up for it. I think if Americans widely adopt this thing, yeah, it's going to keep growing the way it is. And then some, right? But if we stop, if we vote with your dollar, vote with your, right? We are powerful if we all get together. And that's what their number one concern is. That's what fears, you know, these people with nefarious intentions with the government is they fear us, right? Because we have the majority.
Oh,
I do think that
huge majority.
Majority of Americans aren't going to want to lose freedoms to this thing, even if it makes some parts of our lives a little easier. Yeah, if you're sacrificing that at our freedom, that's not a net win. That's not a
nothing's
net
worth that.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
Right.
And I think most Americans get that.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, beware. Sign up or don't sign up. Sign up for the opposition of this thing.
It's an incredible. I never thought in my lifetime we'd have that conversation.
It's crazy.
We've said that a lot, though.
Right.
Dude, that's a reoccurring theme.
Yeah,
like, I never thought in our lifetime we'd see this.
Here we are.
Man.
What is next?
Yeah. I don't want to. I'm done asking what's next. I'm just, man, crazy. Crazy. Well,
get out there and look at this stuff. I think that's the takeaway. Don't be freaked out. Don't be afraid of it, but up your knowledge in it.
Absolutely. And I'm going to pull up that episode just to give you guys reference so you know exactly where to go to listen to. Because I form your own opinion, you know, please. I am not trying to give you my opinion of it. I'm just trying to bring awareness so you'll check it out. It's something you need to know.
If you know something beyond this or you have your own links, you know, email us, AmericanDudeocracy@gmail.com. Let us know. Send us some links where to go. Where do we go to get information on this stuff? Or are we falsely freaking out here? Is this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Are we taking this the wrong way? Because, hey, we could be. I hope we are. I truly hope that we are 100% wrong about where this is headed.
Right. I see a lot of good benefits here, but man, is there a huge downside to it.
Right.
Huge.
So it's the Joe Rogan podcast, episode 2117, Ray Kurzweil. He's a scientist, futurist, principal researcher, and AI visionary at Google.
Okay.
And he's been doing this a very long time. And he claims that we were within a year of AI exceeding what the human brain can do, and within 5 years of singularity. By 2029, he said.
Ouch.
So, get busy.
Get busy. Time is short.
That's right. Time is short. And pretty soon, you know, it's, I don't know, maybe we can use it for something good and stop it before it gets out of hand.
Right.
I mean, that's so to be fair. Sorry, let me throw this out there too. To be fair, he does, you know, there is the discussion about nuclear weapons, and he says that too. Look, when the nuclear weapons were dropped in World War II and nuclear weapons were had, everybody thought for sure this was the end of the world.
Right.
And here we are. So the doom and gloom isn't always right. It's not. Actually, it hasn't been right yet.
Right.
Doom and gloom, right?
Not to the level of the hype. Yeah, I never lived up to the hype. Right.
So there is that. So, and that is a point that he makes. So that's an even keel point. I get it. But we also had to understand what nuclear weapons meant before people refrained from using them.
Mm-hmm.
But people are still in charge of them. And if you take the ability for people to be in charge out of the equation, what is going to happen?
Yeah.
That's,
you put a non-human in control.
Without a conscience.
You're going to have problems.
Without a soul.
Yep.
Without a spirit.
Take the compassion out of it. You take the emotion out of it. And, oh, man.
And then here we are.
Bad. Right? Yep.
So that's it, man. I guess that's the AI alien intelligence rabbit hole we fell down today.
Yep. That's the wrap. Look in.
Yeah.
Look into it.
Appreciate it, man. Sorry to freak everybody out, but be aware.
Send us a note on it. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Right home. Peace out.